The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Right, it is Tuesday morning. It is 5 degrees above zero. Not much we can do about that other than struggle through it. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rapp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. You just made me cold just telling me the temperature.
I know. Yeah, I look at it, and I just get a little bit of a shiver. Look, let's face it. This is not necessarily our favorite time of year. It's cold. COVID cases are running rampant here in Port Huron, around St. Clair County. We'll get through it, though, won't we?
We will. We will.
I know that the city manager has been urging people to perhaps conduct business away from the municipal office center right now because there are a number of cases among city employees right now, aren't there?
Yes, there is. So there's a lot of people absent, and we are encouraging people to use our online services or drop. If they have a bill to pay, they can drop it in the drop box there at the north side of the building. And if you have a question or anything like that, a lot of times people come in just to ask questions. I mean, call instead, stay away as much as possible.
Yeah. The first city council meeting of the year last night, not a lot on the agenda, just ramping up for the year, just a few odds and ends.
Yeah, there really wasn't much last night. In fact, our meeting was only about 15 minutes, which is pretty short. Other than paying the bills, scheduling some public hearings, and giving final notice to rezoning issues, a couple of purchases, that was basically it. Which it usually does happen this time of the year. I mean, right after the holidays, and that a lot goes on that last week to 10 days of the year. So you get right into a meeting, and it's not a lot of substance to it. But we will be moving forward, and we will be having a goals session here at the end of the month, the 31st. So in 3 weeks, we'll be doing that, looking at what we want to do and accomplish for the next year.
Those are always interesting, especially as you look back on the previous year. You kind of look at last year's goals and what was achieved, what wasn't. I'd ask you that. What did you get done in 21 that you had hoped to, and what are you starting to put down on your list for 22?
Well, a lot of the things that were on our list did get accomplished, but that a lot did not due to, obviously, the COVID situation. I mean, some of the things we were going to, hoping to hold several town hall type meetings, and inviting the people in just because it's, getting them away from the building even. And that didn't happen due to the fact that, you're not having as many in-person meetings as you try to avoid that. Some of the things that did, we have proceeded down the path of looking into, of course, the fire station. That was one of the big things, and will be again for this year because we're still working on it. Last year we did a study to see the feasibility of what needed to be done as far as whether we could rehab the existing, which would be the one on River, down by the river there by the college, which is our central station. And there's a lot of structural deterioration there. So it was, is it going to be better to replace it or repair it? So those kinds of things have, we did the studies and it's looking like it's going to be a replace. But certainly that has to do with cost and everything. And that's where it stands right now, is looking into the cost estimates of what that would cost to replace that one and refurbish the one up here on Sanborn Street. Then we would be just with, if we move that one, we'd be moving it to probably to White Park, which is in front of Woodrow Wilson School there on 10th Street, which would mean we did not need the third station, so we'd be down to two stations. So all of that kind of got accomplished during the year, but we're still working on it. It's certainly not a final thing yet, and certainly costs are being looked at right now. That part won't be done until probably toward the summer, and then we'll have to make some final decisions on what it is we're going to do on that. So certainly that was one of the things, and another one that we established was we were wanting to find more housing for people in Port Huron, especially the middle income and or low middle income where people are working and need to have homes. And we did do the subdivision here over on Garfield and 10th, really off of 10th. And there's going to be 18 new homes there. The infrastructure's all in, and the lots will be sold in the spring. So that was another thing we did do. And started down the path of new wayfinding signs for our community. And I mean, we did accomplish quite a bit, you know, at obviously some things couldn't get done. And looking forward to this year, like I said, the fire station will still be on there, the completion of the McMorran, you know, all of those things. Some of them just continue year after year.
Right.
And we tweak on them, and then certainly we're always looking for things where we can, you know, do the best that we can with the money that we have to provide services for our citizens, and did a lot of park improvements, which were part of them. So, you know, we're going down that path.
And kind of a transformational time in the city, really, when you think about, you know, the fire stations that you mentioned, the Municipal Office Center, you know, being offered up for sale, and then the possibility of moving, you know, city operations into a different location. I mean, this is a very interesting time.
It is. It absolutely is. And you know, we're obviously, it's a lot of it has to do with cost. What's it going to cost? And, you know, when you talk about selling the building itself, which is on the river, we've certainly had that on the market, too. Hoping that we could sell it. It needs some major work as well, and we're going to come to a point where we have to make decisions on that, because as long as we're in the building and it is our building, we do have to keep it up. Some of those things would not even need to be done with the parking deck, et cetera, need to be done even to sell it, because someone else is not going to want to take on that.
Yeah.
But we don't want to sell it and not be able to take the money and be able to move someplace else without it costing anything. So it's going to be a challenging year, I'm sure, as they have been for the last couple of years.
They have indeed. But we'll
we'll
move forward. We'll manage, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, Pauline, Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. You too. You too. And let's stay warm.
Stay warm. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.